Hi, my name is Darren Green, and I'm one of the four partners in the company Quarantine Events here in Menorca, Spain. I'm in charge of client communications and services, as well as business management, but as a small company, I do a bit of everything, just like all four of us really do. I grew up in Chicago, Illinois, in the US. As a kid, I wasn't especially fond of the area I grew up, and it was obviously quite cold, but that was found to have a bit of a silver lining. I moved to California for university, lovely warm weather. And living so far from home, that gave me the courage to, when I graduated, to move to Barcelona to spend a year. That turned out to be about 29 years ago. I stayed in Barcelona for 9 years, and then when I was getting a bit tired of the city, I had a friend living in Menorca, a small island in the Mediterranean, and so I decided to move down here and give it a try. That was 20 years ago. And I love it. Having spent 20 years on this, what was for me a very small island, I was fortunate enough to be invited to join Quarantine, the company, which was to be held on a much, much, much smaller island, the Lazaretto Island, which is an actual quarantine island from the 19th century, where ships and crews and their cargo from around the Mediterranean were required to stop and show up their bill of health and depending on the situation, be quarantined there for real. So symbolically and literally, this quarantine island is couldn't be any more ideal for an event of this of our nature. Hence, the connection between the name quarantine and the event itself and the island where it's located. So much so that we often joke that this is the island of the Lazaretto Island is actually our fifth business partner. Without it, the event wouldn't be the same, quite honestly. And if you're ever here and if you ever join us or if you ever sign up, you'd know exactly why. It's obviously enormously difficult logistically. Everything needs to be back, brought back and forth from the mainland of Menorca on a small boat. Everything needs to be organized meticulously, but it's well worth it. So the mysterious nature of the island translates directly into the program as well, which is further enhanced by the fact that we don't allow participants to have their cell phones. Neither the secretive program nor the cell phone restriction is our gimmicks. The program is mostly secret. But to avoid people being able to prepare for the event, to propel it artistically, mentally, emotionally, we'd rather, and you'd rather fail through releasing from control than to over control to avoid failure. That would be a waste of anyone's time and money at the event. So we keep it very quiet. The phone situation of not allowing them, we expected more resistance. We thought that would be an enormous issue, but it's really not been. People, I think, are looking for an excuse not to have their phones on them, but often don't have the willpower to leave it in the car, leave it at home. So we've taken that choice away, and it seems to be an amazing success. People are so grateful to not have the distractions as one of the obvious reasons. Also the sense of community that's developed there when people are on a break. They're speaking with each other, they're sharing their experiences, they're looking around the natural setting of the island. But there's also a bit of an unexpected result of having no phones, and that is sort of the concert phenomenon of the 21st century, is no one's recording everything that's going on. When the mentors are giving their master classes, no one's holding phones up to them. What's happened with that is we've found far more honest master classes explaining ex true experiences, vulnerability, which wouldn't take place if a phone was in anyone's face. So it makes for a much more genuine transfer of experiences and the added transparency. It's invaluable and unique. So as I mentioned, I'm responsible for client and mentor communications. Our secretive policy does create doubts, which can be manifested obviously in different ways. We have lots of people who are ready for it. They don't care. They've read the program. They see the mentors who are coming and they're in. Bam. Sometimes we don't even hear from them. They apply, we accept, they sign up. Others obviously are looking for a little more information. Where's Menorca? What's going on there? Tell me what you can about the program. And then we have another set that are actually quite fearful. They're interested, but they have doubts about the event perhaps being a scam or a swindle, or that we even may be a cult. Which, obviously we're not, but what am I going to say, right? Those who do ask, I ensure them that we're not, but I also tell them that if we were, what do they think I'd tell them? ultimately, and as is a bit of our policy in all of our negotiations and all of our communication, we really opt for directness and honesty, Because it works. It ends up giving us what we should have, and what we shouldn't have, we don't. We give people the truth, and we leave them responsible for making their own decision. It's been the best policy, and we apply it to virtually every aspect of the business. We've also noticed that some of these people who enter the events, with the sort of go for it attitude, or the looking for a little more information attitude, or the fearful attitude, once they're at the event, once they're on the island and they feel what's going on, we might not see the results we expected. Sometimes we expect someone to come and be a bit more demanding. Well, very often that's not the case. They fit right in, they slide right in, they feel comfortable, and they have very few demands, considering their pre-event fears. If you have any doubts about that, please take a look at the website, the quarantine website. Look at the testimonials page, where there are loads of testimonials from comments from participants, from mentors, and it's pretty amazing. We've had a variety of mentors take part in the two events we've done so far. When we look for them, we're not looking for a certain level of fame. Sometimes we have more renowned or less renowned artists. We don't care if they're a good fit on a human level, regarding their artistic quality, their capacity to communicate. We don't mind. We don't sell them through a pitch. We're not calling to give them convince them to come. We ask for an informal and honest talk about what they like, what they don't like, and what we believe in. If that coincides with what they believe in, then it seems to work just fine, and it develops quite an incredible professional construction. Also, with the mentors, as with everyone else, we do try to create sort of a homogenous sort of an energy in terms of who's important and who's not. The mentors are, of course, authorities there, but there's no system of hierarchy. There's no treatment of individuals on a different level, including the business partners, including ourselves. If a floor needs to be swept, I'm there to sweep it, as we all are. We don't care. We're there to make things work and to make everyone feel all right and to make it a productive event. Nothing is above any of us or below any of us. We've seen that from everyone. It's been phenomenal. It is demanding, of course, for everyone, for the participants. It's very demanding. It's a lot of hours. It's a lot of intensity. It's failure. It's challenges. It's for the mentors, for the organizers, for the staff, our wonderful staff, for our suppliers, for the caterers. All of us have experienced different types of crises, often with unexpected results on any level. In fact, years ago, I really don't think I would have been able to have the responsibility I have at this event. I wouldn't have been ready for it. I wouldn't have had the patience for it. I wouldn't have had the clarity for it. I'm so grateful now that I am prepared and feel ready, and even desiring the continued challenge, looking forward to the next event, as hard as it is and as much work as it is. I've also, of course, met and wonderful people. I've developed some incredible relationships with some people involved in quarantine, and that really, honestly, is the icing on the cake. Thank you so much.